necessary one. Perhaps they weren't expecting us.
Our arrival was scheduled well in advance, Doctor. The annual check of every scientific expedition is routine.
I had a subspace contact with a Robert Johnson, the leader of this expedition, not an hour ago.
Well, did he report anything wrong?
No. Yet there was something wrong. I can't quite pin it down. His conversation was disjointed. His thoughts a little foggy, unrelated. Check out. Check that building. Mr. Spock and I will check this one. The rest of you take a look around, see if you can find anyone.
Like death by natural causes, old age.
Quite impossible, Doctor. I ran a personnel check on this entire expedition before we beamed down. I assure you that none of them would...
They've come to pay their respect to Alvin.
I'm Captain Kirk of...
You'll have to speak louder.
I say I'm Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise. Who are you?
I'm Robert Johnson. This is my wife, Elaine.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm, let me see. I am 29. And Elaine is...
I'm 27.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Stardate 3478.2, on a routine mission to resupply the experimental colony at Gamma Hydra 4, we discovered a most unusual phenomenon. Of the 6 members of the colony, none of whom were over 30, we found 4 had died and 2 were dying of old age.
Mr. Johnson, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Not deaf yet, you know. Not yet.
Can you tell me what happened?
What happened?
Did your instruments show anything?
Elaine was so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful.
He can hear you, Jim, but he doesn't understand.
Let's let him rest.
If they seem lucid, I'll be in the briefing room.
Stay seated. How about a stock,
I've asked you to be a part of this briefing because Gamma Hydra 4 falls within your administrative area.
I appreciate that, sir.
Dr. Wallace,
As an expert in endocrinology, I'd appreciate you working very closely with Dr. McCoy.
Yes, Captain.
And Dr. McCoy, would you fill them in?
Well, the expedition is suffering from extreme old age, and they're growing older by the minute, much older. My examinations have turned up absolutely nothing. In fact, I don't have a clue.
What about the atmosphere and environment, Mr. Spock?
Since those reveal nothing which is inimical to human life, the atmosphere screens out the usual amount of harmful cosmic rays.
We're close to the neutral zone between our Federation and the Romulan Empire. It's possible that Romulans have a new weapon and are using this colony as guinea pigs.
I have already begun investigation into that possibility, Captain.
Good. I want you all to check out everything in your own departments. No matter how remote, how far-fetched the notion, I want it run down. We'll stay in orbit until we have the answer. Thanks.
I'm sure you understand that I am anxious to get to Starbase 10 to assume my new post.
Yes, Commodore. We'll do everything we can to make sure you make your duty.
Thank you, sir.
Cool, efficient captain and a little more the old friend.
How long has it been?
6 years, 4 months, and an odd number of days. You mean you don't know?
Well, a long time. Things wouldn't change if it started all over again, would it? You have your job, I have my ship, and neither one of us will change.
You said it, I didn't. In all those years, I only heard from you once. A star climb when my husband died. You know, you never asked me why I got married after we called it off.
Well, I suppose that you met someone you loved.
I met a man I admired, a great man.
And in the same field as you, you didn't have to give up a thing.
No. Just you.
Check the sensors, Captain. Gamma Hydra 4 checks out as a Class M planet with a conventional oxygen-nitrogen atmosphere. Normal mass, I can find nothing at all out of the ordinary.
What about the comet that astrophysics report?
We're running checks on it. I've reached no conclusions as yet. The comet was a rogue and has never been investigated.
Hmm? Captain Kirk.
Yes, Commodore.
Facilities at Starbase 10 are much more complete than those on board ship. It seems to me that your investigations would be facilitated if we proceeded there. I assure you all cooperation.
Thank you. I know you're anxious to get to the base, but we have a few facilities of our own here. I think the Enterprise will do quite nicely. I'll be in engineering, Mr. Spock.
Maintain standard orbit, Mr. Sullivan.
You already gave that command, sir.
Oh? Well, follow it.
Well, Lieutenant Galway.
Doctor, may I speak to you for a moment, please?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Well, I know this is going to sound foolish, but... Well, I seem to be having a little trouble hearing.
Well, it's probably nothing important.
I never had trouble before.
Well, don't worry about it. Perhaps a little hypersonic treatment might clear it up.
Thank you.
Progress report, Mr. Spock.
All research lines negative, Captain.
Astronomical section reports that a comet recently passed by. Check into that.
I'm doing that, Captain. As per your previous order. We discussed that earlier.
Oh, yes. Let me know what you come up with. I'll be in the sick bay.
Acknowledged.
Last one. Robert Johnson. Cause of death? Old age.
You did what you could.
It adds up to absolutely nothing.
Dr. McCoy, this is Scott. May I come up and see you? All you need are vitamins, but you can come up anyhow.
Holmes, I believe you're getting gray.
You take over my job and see what happens to you.
I see what you mean.
What's your problem, Jim?
Shoulder. Just a twinge. Probably muscular strain.
Right, Doctor. Way, I don't like the way you've been running this ship lately.
I reprimand him. Go ahead.
Jim, I think we'd better run a complete physical on you.
Why? Just muscular strain, huh?
No, Jim. It's advanced arthritis. It's spreading.
It's impossible.
I can run it through again, but I'll come up with the same thing.
Stardate 3579.4. The Enterprise personnel who beamed down to the planet's surface, Dr. McCoy, Engineer Scott, Mr. Spock, Lieutenant Galway, and myself, are all showing definite signs of aging. Only Ensign Chekov appears to be normal.
Report, Bones.
All of us who went down to the surface, with the exception of Chekov, are aging at various rates. Approximately 30 years for each day. I don't know what's causing it. Virus, bacteria, or evil spirits. But I'm trying to find out.
Spark, can I ask for some figures?
Based on what Dr. McCoy gave me, I estimate that physically we each have less than a week to live. Also, since our mental faculties are aging faster than our bodies, be little better than metal vegetables in a considerably lesser time.
Total senility?
Yes, Captain. In a very short time.
What a way to die.
All right. I want all the research facilities, all the scientific technicians, to start round-the-clock research immediately. I want the answers and I want the remedy. Let's start by finding out why Chekov hasn't been...
I'm doing what I can. Oh, you're perfectly healthy.
I must differ with you, Doctor. I'm having difficulty concentrating, which is most disturbing. My eyesight appears to be failing. And the normal temperature of the ship seems to me to be increasingly cold.
I did not say you weren't affected, Mr. Spock. You are perfectly healthy. That is, for any normal Vulcan on the high side of 100.
Captain, when I go back to the station...
You feel up to it, Scotty?
Of course I do. I just need a wee bit of rest, that's all.
You can leave too, Lieutenant Galway. Lieutenant Galway.
What? You spoke to me, Doctor.
Yes, I spoke to you. I said that you could leave, too. Now, why don't you go on down to your quarters and get some sleep?
No, I don't want to sleep. Can't you understand? If I sleep, what will I find when I wake up?
Lieutenant Galway, assume your position. Start your duties.
Thank you, sir.
Speech,
why
Jim.
Hasn't he aged?
I don't know. Well, I want to know. Is it his youth, his blood type, his heritage, his glands, his genes?
His genes.
All right, nurse, prepare a check off for another complete physical.
Come along, Anson. This won't hurt
much. Promises.
A few years ago on Aldebaran 3, my husband and I tried various carbohydrate compounds to slow down the degeneration of plant life.
Well, then try that, Dr. Wallace. Try anything, but do it quickly.
Yes, sir.
I'll be on the bridge. Keep me posted as to checkup.
I thought you were on your way to the biochemistry lab, Doctor.
We both go in the same direction.
So we do.
Look, we know the problem. We know the progress of the affliction. Therefore, once we find the proper line of research, it's only logical we find a solution.
Sound like my first officer.
No problem is insoluble, not even ours.
That didn't spring from logic.
Our situation doesn't have its roots in logic. The heart is not a logical organ. When I married Theodore Wallace, I thought I was over you. I was wrong.
When did you realize that?
Today.
What?
How much older is your husband?
What difference does that make?
Answer me.
26 years.
That's quite a difference.
Jim, he was a brilliant man. We were stationed on a lonely outpost. We were working together. I don't want to talk about him. I want to talk about us.
Look at me. What do you see?
I see Captain James Kirk, a man of morality, decency, handsome, and strong.
And old. Rapidly growing older.
Jim, please.
What are you offering me, Jan? Love? Or a going away present?
Blood, Chekhov. A needle wouldn't hurt, Chekhov. Take off your shirt, Chekhov. Roll over, Chekhov. Breathe deeply, Chekhov. Blood sample, Chekhov. Marrow sample, Chekhov. Skin sample, Chekhov. If I live long enough, I'm going to run out of samples.
You'll live.
Oh, yes, I'll live. But I won't enjoy it.
Maintaining standard orbit, Captain.
Reach over to 20,000 perigee, Mr. Sulu.
Aye, aye, sir.
Will you sign this, sir?
Yeoman.
You have a reason for being on the bridge, Commodore Stockham?
I'd hope for a few words with you at your convenience.
I have very little time.
Well, I may say so, sir. We have a due date at Starbase 10.
We're going to be late. I don't intend to leave this area until we've found a solution for this problem.
Captain, I am watching four very valuable and one almost irreplaceable members of the Starfleet failing before my eyes. I want to do something to help.
If you're so concerned, I'll send a message to Starbase 10.
Captain, you sent such a message this morning.
Hellman! What is that?
Sir?
Fuel consumption report.
I gave it to you, sir, and you signed it.
I had signed it. I wouldn't ask for it, now would I?
Your signature, Captain.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Understandable.
You have something to report?
Yes, sir. I believe we have the cause of the affliction.
What is it?
The orbit of Gamma Hydra IV carried the planet directly through the comet's trail. On conventional radiation settings, we discovered nothing. I'm resetting our sensors to the extreme lower range of the scale. Undetected radiation appeared. Below normal radiation levels, but definitely present, and undoubtedly residue from the comet.
Good spot. Well done. Let's get this to Dr. McCoy immediately. Oh, Lieutenant, take a message to Starfleet Command.
Aye, sir.
And due to the proximity of the Romulans, better use code 2.
But, Captain, the Romulans have broken code 2. If you remember the last bulletin...
Then use code 3.
Yes, sir, code 3.
Message. Key to affliction may be comet, which passed by Gamma Hydra 4. Said comet is now...
Quadrant 448, sir.
Quadrant... All units are to be alerted for complete analysis of radiation and means found to neutralize it. The comet is highly dangerous. Kirk, commanding Enterprise. Immediately, Lieutenant. Let's
aye,
go.
Sir.
Oh, Mr. Sulu, increase orbit to 20,000 mile perigee.
You mean another 20,000, Captain?
I fail to understand why each one of my commands is being questioned. Now, do as you're told, Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Sulu, what is our present position?
Orbiting at 20,000, sir.
Maintain?
Maintaining, sir.
Radiation. Well, that's as good an answer as any, but why didn't we know about it earlier?
Possibly, Doctor, because my thinking processes are not as efficient as before.
Run this through, Doctor.
All right, Bones. I'm going up to the bridge. Keep me posted, Spock.
I have a question for the Doctor. Doctor, the ship's temperature is increasingly uncomfortable for me. I've adjusted the environment in my quarters to 125 degrees, which is at least tolerable. However, I...
Well, I see I'm not going to be making any house calls on you.
I wondered if perhaps there was something which could lower my sensitivity to cold.
I'm not a magician, Spock. Just an old country doctor.
As I always suspected.
Dr. McCoy, none of our usual radiation therapies will have any effect on this radiation sickness.
Well, then we just start over, that's all. We work harder, faster, and we start completely from scratch if we have to. But we find something.
Spock, can I have a word with you?
Commodore? Mr. Spock, a starship can function with a chief engineer, a chief medical officer, even a first officer on the physical par. But it is disastrous to have a commanding officer whose condition is any less than perfection.
I am aware of that.
Please understand me. My admiration for Captain Kirk is unbounded. He is a great officer. But, Mrs. Spock, I need your help and your cooperation.
For what, sir?
I would like you to take over command of the Enterprise.
On what grounds, Commodore?
On the grounds that the captain, because of his affliction, is unable to perform his duties.
Need I remind you, sir, that I, too, have contracted the same affliction?
Yes, but you're a Vulcan. You have a much greater lifespan. You show the effects to a much smaller degree.
I'm half human, sir. My physical reflexes are down. My mental capacity is reduced. I tire easily. No, sir. I am not fit for command.
Well, if you are not, with your Vulcan physique, then obviously Captain Kirk cannot be.
Sir, I do have duties to perform.
Mr. Spock, I do not like what I am about to say, but regulations demand it. And as a Starfleet flag officer, I must follow regulations. As second in command of the Enterprise, you must convene an extraordinary competency hearing.
I resist that suggestion, Commodore.
It's not a matter of choice. When a captain is unfit, physically or mentally. Competency hearing is mandatory. Now, please don't make me quote a regulation which you know as well as I do.
Very well, sir.
Hearing shall convene at 1400 hours.
Now, this isn't going to hurt a bit.
That's what you said the last time.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
She's dead. Her metabolism caused her to age more rapidly than the rest of us, but the same thing's gonna happen to us unless...
How long have we got, Bones?
Oh, matter of days. Perhaps hours.
And it read that this competency hearing was ordered by Commodore Stocker and reluctantly called by myself.
Let it also read that I consider it invalid.
Spock, may I make a statement? Now, you had to resort to these legal grounds in order to save the lives of some very valuable members of the Starfleet. I have tried to convince Captain Kirk of the necessity of proceeding to Starbase 10, but have been overruled in each case. The responsibility of this hearing is mine.
On the contrary, Commodore. As presiding officer and as second in command of the Enterprise, the responsibility is mine. Captain Kirk, you'd like to make a statement.
Yes, I would like to make a statement. I am the captain of this ship, and I'm totally capable of commanding her. Call this whole thing off and get back to work.
It's quite impossible, Captain. Regulations are quite specific. You are entitled to direct examination of all witnesses immediately after the board has questioned them.
Very kind of you, Spock.
Sulu, how long have you served with Captain Kirk?
2 years, sir.
To your knowledge, has he ever had any difficulty making decisions?
No, sir.
He order you to maintain standard orbit around Gamma Hydra 4?
Yes, sir.
Not several minutes later, repeat that order.
Yes, sir.
Did he order you to increase orbit?
Yes, sir.
Not several minutes later, repeat that order.
He did not. When I give an order, I expect it to be obeyed. I don't have to repeat myself.
So, please answer the question.
Yes, sir. Captain Kirk repeated his order.
Thank you, Mr. Sulu. You handed Captain Kirk a fuel consumption report in the presence of witnesses, which he read and signed. Is that correct?
Sir, he had more important things on his mind. The
gentlemen, you will simply answer the question.
I guess he forgot he'd signed it.
Yes.
He forgot he'd signed it.
You may leave.
Lieutenant Uhura.
I have here a bulletin from Starfleet Command which states that the Romulans have broken code 2. These your initials which appear at the bottom.
They are.
Whose initials are those which appeared directly below yours?
Those of Captain Kirk.
Did Captain Kirk ask you to send a message about the comet which passed Gamma Hydra 4?
He did.
Using code 2?
Oh, yes, but he changed it to code 3.
after you reminded him that the Romulans had broken code too.
Yes.
Thank you, Lieutenant. McCoy. Dr. McCoy.
Yes, Spock, what is it? Several hours ago, at the request of this board, you ran a complete physical examination of Captain Kirk.
I did. Medical banks. Compute, describe subject's physical age using established norms as comparative base.
Working. Subject physical age based on physiological profile between 60 and 72. Aging rapidly.
Oh, I'm 34. I'm 34 years old.
The computer differs with you, Captain. Dr. McCoy.
Yes.
Will you give us your professional evaluation of Captain Kirk's present physical condition?
Captain Kirk is suffering from a peculiar physical degeneration which strongly resembles aging.
It's not his mental capacity. Degenerating even more rapidly.
Yes, yes, but he's a better man right now.
Doctor, you heard the computer's analysis of Captain Kirk's physical age. Do you agree with it?
Blasted machine, Spock. You can't argue with a machine.
Do you agree with it, Doctor? You, Commodore Stalker, have something that you would like to add?
No, I am quite satisfied, Mr. Spock.
You wish to call any witnesses, Captain Kirk?
I'm perfectly capable of speaking in my own defense, Mr. Spock.
Captain, I would suggest...
No, it's all right, Spock, it's all right. There's only one reason.
And one reason alone. Having this hearing.
I refuse to leave Gamma Hydra 2.
Gamma Hydra 4, Captain.
Yes, a slip of the tongue.
Captain, your inability to remember having given commands, reading and signing important orders and then forgetting them. Your physical analysis is compiled by your own chief surgeon.
All these things appear to be irrefutable proof of failing physical and mental conditions. So I'm a little confused. Wouldn't be at a time like this. My ship's in trouble. My senior officers are ill.
And this nonsense about a competency hearing is enough to mix up any man. Trying to relieve a captain of his command is... Well, That's...
I wouldn't have believed it of you.
All right, ask me questions. I'll show you what I'm capable of. There's nothing wrong with my memory. All right, ask me anything. We're in orbit around Gamma Hydra 2, right?
Anyhow, it doesn't matter. A lot more to running a starship than answering a lot of fool questions. A lot more.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
We have no more questions, Captain.
Ask me anything. Anything.
No more questions, Captain. If you would leave the room so the board can vote,
Good idea. Get the stupid voting over so I can get back to running the ship.
Most fool thing I've ever heard of. Competency hearing when there's work to be done. In my quarters, awaiting a decision.
Well, since the senior officers are incapable, and I am of flag rank, I am forced by regulations to assume command.
Sir, you have never commanded a starship.
Would you have, Mr. Spock? A junior officer with far less experience than I have?
The danger from the Romulans.
Mr. Spock, we have to save these people. Mr. Sulu? Set a direct course for Starbase 10, Warp 5.
Across the neutral zone?
Immediately, Mr. Sulu. All officers are to return to their posts.
Prosecuting attorney.
Regulations require...
Regulations? Don't give me regulations. You want command all along. First little excuse you get.
Captain, I have not assumed command.
You're proud of the...
I mean, you've not assumed command.
I suffer the same affliction as you, sir.
If you're not in command, who is?
Commodore Stocker.
Stocker? Are you crazy? He's never had a field command.
Mr. Scott was unfit for command. Commodore Stocker is ranking officer.
Don't talk to me about rank. Man's a chair-bound paper pusher. I order you, take command.
I cannot, Captain.
Are you refusing a direct order?
No, sir. Only Commodore Stocker can give a command order on board this ship.
You traitorous. Disloyal. You stab me in the back the first chance you get. Spock. Get out. I never want to have to look at you again. Starship with your arms, you run it with your head. And my brain's as sharp as it ever was. Simple case of radiation poisoning. They relieved me of my command.
I admit I'm getting a little gray,
but radiation will do that to you.
Oh, Jim, will you forgive me?
Jim, you know me. Look at me closely. Tell me.
Seem to be the place where I can be of the most use.
If you'd like to relieve Dr. McCoy. What about Chekhov?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, there has to be. There has to be. We beamed down together. We were on the surface together in the same spot. We were together all the time.
No, not all the time, Captain. He left us for a few moments.
Left us? He left us. He went into the building. Something happened.
Yes. Yes, indeed, Captain. Doctor, you remember...
He was scared. He saw the dead body. And he ran out of the building and he was scared to death.
Yes, yes. Now, that could be. Right, scared. Heart beats faster. Breath gets short. And there's cold sweats. Adrenaline froze. Adrenal activity. Hold on just a minute. There's something that I read once. It was ancient history. Just after the atomic age. Used for radiation sickness. Adrenaline.
Doctor, pyrrolidine is the specific accepted for all radiation sickness.
Yes, yes. Now, for that adrenaline, Olipromazin. Early research. But they abandoned it when pyrrolidine was discovered.
Quite possible, Doctor. Perhaps a sufficiently efficacious compound could be developed.
Well, don't just stand there jawing, Spunk. You and Dr. Wallace get cracking.
Entering Romulan neutral zone, sir. All sensors are maximum.
Thank you, Mr. Sewell. Lieutenant Uhura, let me know if we contact any Romulan.
I think we just made contact, sir.
Romulans approaching from both sides. They're bracketed, sir.
Engineering wants instructions, sir.
Commander Stalker, what are your orders?
Keep trying to raise the Romulans.
I'm trying, Commander.
If I could talk to them, explain to them why we violated the neutral zone.
The Romulans are notorious for not listening to explanations.
Lieutenant Uhura is right, sir. We tangled with them before.
Greenhorn. Up there ruining my ship.
Jim, if I have to give you a shot.
No. Oh. Jim, boy, you just lay quiet. You can't do no good. We're both through.
No. No. My ship. My ship.
Doctor, make the necessary computations and produce this serum.
It is crude and dangerous. We have no time for refinements.
All right, let's go.
It could cure or kill, Doctor.
Give me any Vulcan details, Spock. Just give me the shot.
No. I'll take the first shot.
You can't.
How long do you think the ship can take the pounding? I've got to get up there.
Jim, it could kill you.
I'll die anyway.
Do it.
Dr. Wallace, give him the shot.
Aging process has stopped. His bodily functions are getting stronger.
Sir, I've tried all known healing frequencies. They simply ignore us.
Opinion, Mr. Sulu.
They know they have us. They know our shields will give out.
Well, then we have no alternative but to surrender.
Sir, the Romulans do not take captives.
We're losing power, sir.
What am I going to do? I've got to do something.
Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
We're surrounded by Romulan vessels. Maximum of 10. Range, 50 to 100,000 kilometers.
Engineering, this is the captain. I want full emergency power. I want everything within about 2 minutes. I want the warp drive engines on full standby. Kirk up. Open up a special channel to Starfleet Command.
Aye, sir.
Code 2.
But, Captain, code...
That's an order, Lieutenant. Code 2.
Yes, Captain. Code 2.
Message. From Enterprise to Starfleet Command the Second. Have inadvertently encroached upon Romulan neutral zone. Surrounded and under heavy Romulan attack. Escape impossible. Shields failing. Will implement the struct order using Cobramite device recently installed. Since this will result in the destruction of the Enterprise and all matter within a 200,000 kilometer diameter and establish a corresponding dead zone, all Federation ships will avoid this area for the next 4 solar years. Explosion will take place in 1 minute. Kirk, commanding Enterprise, out. Mr. Sulu. Course 188 degrees, mark 14. Speed, warp factor 8. Stand by.
Standing by, sir.
Romulans giving ground, Captain. Obviously, they tapped in as you expected them to.
A logical assumption, Mr. Spock. Are they still retreating?
Yes, sir.
Good. All hands, stand by. Warp factor 8, now.
Romulans were caught off guard, Captain. They're falling behind.
Are we out of range, Mr. Sulu?
Yes, sir. And out of the neutral zone.
Secure from red alert. Adjust a new course, 257 degrees, mark 3. Heading for Starbase 10.
257 degrees, mark 3.
Captain, I just wanted to assure you that I did what I thought best to save both you and the men.
Noted. You should know, however, that there's very little a Starbase can do that a Starship can't.
If I may say so, Captain, I am now quite aware of what a Starship can do. With the right man at the helm.
You looking good, Doc?
Feeling fine, so is Scotty. Serum worked. He pulled a muscle during the reaction.
But otherwise, he's feeling fine.
And yourself?
Oh, very well. A few bruises here and there.
Oh.
Anytime you're ready, Mr. Spock.
I am quite ready now, Doctor.
Because of your Vulcan physique, I've prepared an extremely potent shot for you. However, I thought you might like to know that I've removed all the breakables from sickbay.
That is very considerate of you, Doctor.
I thought you'd be pleased to hear that.
Well, gentlemen, all in all, an experience we'll remember in our old age. Which won't be for some while, I hope. Take over, Mr. Sulu. Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes, Captain.
I thought I said that.